3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday, man. It is toasty. It's 85, and it's the way it's going to be. I'm not calling any weekends washouts anymore, because last weekend, you remember? Oh, it's the end of the world. You got to build an ark, 2x2, blah, blah, blah. And for the most part, it wasn't bad. I will tell you this, though, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, according to the weather prognosticators, terrible, terrible thunderstorms. But otherwise, you know, we'll keep you apprised. All right, lots of stuff that we have got to get to this afternoon. Lots of stuff. Yeah, I'm right here. All right, well, there we go. All right, very good, Jerm. You may or may not have heard the little promotional announcement a couple of moments ago. Rich Herrera this morning, or tomorrow morning, is going to have Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving on as a guest. Well, this is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, you know, Rich is relatively new, and Rich has not been here for the last 8 years, as you and I have looked at the reign of error that has defined Dr. Antoinette Irving. So here's what I would ask you to do. And I know there, I still get some of these emails. Jeff, I don't know about Rich. What do you not know about him? Well, he's new. That is correct. Yes. Your Honor, I will stipulate to that on the record. Yes. Rich is relatively new. This is your opportunity, as someone who is not new, to help Rich in the morning on Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You know, sometimes I forget that we in Central Virginia have had this attitude of, well, if it's new, it's no good. See, I've been here so long at this point, 13 years, that I really have kind of forgotten. But you know what I was told at the very beginning, 13 years ago? Here in Central Virginia, Jeff, there are come-heres and from-heres. If you are from here, well, you're from here. If you're a come here, well, then you've come lately, and you know, if you came in the last 87 years, then you're not really part of the crew yet. Okay. So I did mention that to Rich. But I will tell you this. You and I have seen and experienced the mismanagement inside the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for the last 8 years. And this is where I am asking you to reach out, be a decent human being, and please let Rich know what you've seen. Right? Rich is a nice guy. I know. That's one of the critiques of him, right? He's a nice guy. Okay. It is what it is. I mean, he is a nice guy, by the way. But you and I know what has happened to the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. We have watched it circle the drain. And this election that is going on with the early voting and will wind up on Tuesday is the last chance to salvage the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Can it be done? I hope so. Because I know that there's some really great folks who have been part of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office through the years. That being said, it is interesting that the interview is tomorrow, Thursday, right? Yeah, I'll be listening. I will be listening. And do you know what else I'll be doing? I can almost guarantee you this. I will be taking some of the clips from Rich's chat with the sheriff, and we will revisit them on the air tomorrow afternoon. Jerm, you got to roll up your sleeves. I know they're already rolled up. I know. But roll them up even further, because let us make sure that we have the stuff she says And if she tries to run a little bamboozle operation in the morning, we will address it and rectify it in the afternoon. It is all the more reason to make sure you are listening starting at 6. You can do what you want during the middle of the day. Look, they're nice people. I know Dane and Brian, but people have stuff to do. Most important thing is that you come back at 3. That's the only thing I ask you. But I would also urge you, as you're listening in the morning, make sure you're taking some notes, okay? Yeah, you should do that. You should do it. Take some notes. If there's anything that you heard that maybe Rich missed, or maybe he addressed and you don't think the answer from the good Dr. Irving is appropriate, you let me know, and I will tackle it in the afternoon. And from RBA says, hello, Jeff, are you suggesting that we ask Ridge to ask Dr. Irving about the missing signs for Bill Burnett? I'm not afraid to do that. Good. And first thing in the morning, remind him. At last count, 150 signs only for Bill Burnett had been removed, right? Not being covered as a news story, not being addressed, not anybody anywhere that seems to be concerned with it, except, well, Bill Burnett and his campaign and Reba Trammell and me, maybe a few other folks. The way that Dr. Irving has acted throughout the years, the budget disaster, the staffing disaster, the deaths at the Richmond City Jail. Listen, this is an absolute abomination, what is going on down there. Absolute abomination. So our chance to actually hear from the sheriff will occur tomorrow morning, and your chance to help Rich in the morning is tomorrow. And I would urge you, again, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Mike Dickinson is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. And we will chat with Mike a little bit, in fact, about what is going on at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and the Richmond City Jail. There are all sorts of questions, of course, about accreditation for the jail. Where are we on that? Anybody know? Yesterday, Tony Pham was with us. You know, Tony's a great guy. That's number one. Tony's a dear friend. I guess that's number two. But Tony also is really a subject matter expert when you come to these sorts of issues. You remember that he worked for Sheriff C.T. Woody. He worked with Colonel Bill Burnett, and he ran his own jail, right? Remember that? Virginia Neck Peninsula Jail, right? Did a great job, by the way. Did a great job out there. He knows exactly what goes into the operation of a correctional facility, a detention facility. WRVA.com right now. And listen to what he says about Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving. Listen to what he says about the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Listen to what he has to say about how the Sheriff's Office and the city jail were run with Sheriff Woody and Colonel Burnett a few years back. You've got to take a listen to that. Again, I'm getting all sorts of folks reaching out from the city who are identifying themselves. Say, look, I'm a Republican, Jeb. I would never even vote in a Democrat primary, but I know this is the only choice we've got, so I'm voting for Bill Burnett. Good. I personally think that's the way to go. I think she's an absolute, well, she's a disaster. What can I tell? What can I tell you? Absolute disaster. So Listen to the conversation I had with Tony Pham yesterday. It's at WRVA.com. Listen to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News, when the sheriff will be on with him. Okay, we've got a lot that we are doing today. I do have a pair of tickets. I want to make you smile today. The Artemis Pyle Band is going to be down at the Beacon Theater. They're coming this Friday, June the 13th. Artemis Pyle, as you may or may not know, the last surviving member from Lynyrd Skynyrd, from the original lineup. So we'll give you those tickets. Let's do it early today. Let's do it 3:45-ish, 3:50-ish, okay? All right? And given, well, we just heard about Brian Wilson, right? Man, goodness gracious. It's, it is what it is, right? All right, we got a lot of stuff to deal with. Mike Dickinson will be here in a few moments. We will be talking about what is going on at the sheriff's office, what's going on in the jail, another inmate death. It just does not seem to stop. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. 833-804-1140. Mike in Bottoms Bridge says, hey, Jeff, why is the sheriff of Alexandria on board endorsing Shannon Taylor, the Henrico CA for attorney general? Well, you have to understand something. You take a look at what's going on in Northern Virginia, places like Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Prince William, right? These are solidly left-wing territories at this point. And so the sheriffs up there, they're elected like sheriffs everywhere. They answer to their voters. And their voters in Alexandria and Arlington and Fairfax say, well, we don't really care about law enforcement. We don't really care about making sure that criminals are off the streets. Now, there's an interesting exception, though. You take a look at Loudoun, right? Loudoun throughout the years has gone from lovely farmland to another Fairfax in many ways, but they keep voting in Mike Chapman as sheriff, don't they? And Mike Chapman is a legit cop. Remember, he retired out of the DEA. He is not soft and squishy on crime, just the opposite. So I don't know. I mean, maybe those folks are just smarter than some of the other folks in Northern Virginia. It is possible, you know. And they're just looking at it going, well, we may go along with some of the craziness, but we really don't want people breaking into our homes. So, yeah, I don't know. Somebody says, hey, Jeff, I am from here. My wife and I actually met Rich at that little meet and greet he did last Thursday. He's a great person. We joined him for dinner after the event. Oh, good. That's nice. You are actually not. Well, I would say you're one ahead of me. I haven't invited Rich up here. We just haven't worked out details yet. And I will get him a Jeff Katz sandwich. I told you that. We will absolutely get him a Jeff Katz sandwich. Heidi is actually returning this evening, so my life will get back to some semblance of normal. Not today, and not even tomorrow, because she's not getting in until midnight plus. I'll be gone for a couple of... Well, anyway, hopefully by next week, things will be essentially back to normal, and you'll know that because Julia's hair will look like it should, and nobody will be mocking her hairdo anymore. But she, I'll tell you this, she's well fed, she's clean, she's happy. She just needs somebody to help with her hair. The looting has officially commenced. Did anybody else take a note of this? I thought it was almost hysterical for all the wrong reasons. Karen Bass, this awful mayor out there in L.A., trashed Trump. Newsom trashed Trump. They all trashed Trump. And then Bass instituted a curfew. Yeah. Why? Because it's not nearly as good as she said it was. That's why. Because all the stuff that the president has been saying is absolutely, totally true. Because there are riots. There are rioters. There is looting. There are looters. And so she has instituted now a curfew, which will be easier to enforce thanks to President Trump, and the forces he sent into L.A. All right, how bad is the Richmond City Sheriff's Office? Our friend Mike Dickinson joins us in just a moment. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's toasty. There's no doubt about that. 85, holding steady at 85, by the way. Not much in the way of relief headed in our direction. Tomorrow morning, I am going to tell you that Rich Herrera of Richmond's Morning News is going to be chatting with the sheriff of the city of Richmond, Dr. Antoinette Irving. Oh, gosh. Wow. Now, you want to make sure you're tuned in for that. And I can tell you right now, we'll be taking notes and pulling that audio because we'll be examining it very, very closely in the afternoon. Rich is relatively new and so therefore is unaware of the 8 years of mismanagement that we have seen at the city sheriff's office. Mike Dickinson, however, who joins us every Wednesday, our citizen journalist, he has seen it. He's seen it up close for years and years and years, and I'm happy that he's joining us. Mike, thank you for being here, man.
Anytime, Jeff.
Well, what would you say? Because we have, in the morning, we have a relatively new guy, Rich Herrera, hosting Richmond's Morning News. Been here, I don't know, a few months now. He's actually going to be chatting with the sheriff, but, you know, he comes at it as he's a new guy. He doesn't know anything about her. What does he need to know, Mike?
I would ask the very questions. I would ask Sheriff Irving. I would ask her why we continue to get the problem after problem with the inmate deaths. I would ask her exactly why we continue to get allegation of cover-up after cover-up. And I would ask her exactly what's being done to prevent drugs from getting into the jail, because it doesn't seem like they're doing a very good job.
Yeah. Well, and do you remember the whole scandal with the playing cards a couple of years back?
Yes. I remember that as well. It's just there's been scandal after scandal there. And it doesn't seem like the sheriff has any idea what is going on. There's three federal lawsuits that are going on about deaths that took place in 2022 and 2023. They settled one back on March 8th, but on March 9th, we had another inmate death there. And right. It just seems like these families of these inmates that are dying there from alleged overdoses can't get any answers from the sheriff's office. And it seems like there's some kind of cover-up going on. On the March 9th, the death of DeMarlo White, there were several 911 calls. And from FOIA, we found out that a couple of those 911 calls alleged that the victim was overdosed. And they had several overdose calls that day. But the sheriff isn't talking about that.
No, the sheriff, generally speaking, is very, very quiet. And then there's, you know, Mike, another part of this, and you and I have talked about this through the years, the budget. I mean, she has blown that flipping budget out of the water every single year, and she still can't get the agency staffed.
It seems like she's more concerned with her public profile and her social media profile and running around and doing things to look good rather than actually doing the job. And that seems to be an ongoing problem with leadership in the city of Richmond, that they are more committed to social media and doing things to look good rather than doing their core job. And it just seems to me like with the jail, we've got to look at a leadership change there. William Burnett's running this year. The primary, I believe, is next week. We've got to get him in there for nothing more than truth and honesty. We need truth and honesty coming from the sheriff's office. You know, the Association for Local Jails, they did an investigation into this jail of the city of Richmond, and they issued all kinds of things that the city of Richmond needs to do, and it doesn't seem like they're doing it.
No, there's no indication, and I wish I could tell you that there were, but there is. There's no indication, and so the Richmond City Jail runs a very real risk of being unaccredited. Am I right that they could lose their accreditation through this?
They very well could, and really, it's at the point now. If any local or any other agencies are out there have inmates that need to be held or moved somewhere else, they shouldn't take them to Richmond City Jail because there's no accountability there, and there doesn't seem to be any problem or any solution to the problems that they have going there. And, you know, and look, we can accept it that sometimes bad things happen in jails, but sure. It should not be accepted at any level that drugs are getting in and that inmates are overdosing, because if you had a effective system in place, drugs would not be getting in. But if they're consistently getting in and inmates are consistently dying, then you have a consistent leadership problem.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, she always does the swerve Sheriff Irving does, where she says, well, you know, just the way a jail is, look at all the other jails. Okay, I say let's look at all the other jails. You don't hear these reports coming from Henrico or Chesterfield or Pamunkey. It's always the city jail. And, well, anyway, it's just going to be interesting. It is going to be very, very interesting to listen to that tomorrow and then analyze it tomorrow afternoon. Have you heard anything from Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney about the riots in Los Angeles?
I've heard they've issued no statements about the riots. And, of course, I mean, what is LeVar Stoney going to say? Because he sat back. Just like Mayor Bass is doing, just like Governor Newsom is doing in California, when it was in Richmond, LeVar Stoney did the same thing, which was, oh, it's a peaceful protest. Oh, the police, we got to let the rioters run the street. We've got to let them destroy things. We can't step in and do anything. And unfortunately, that's the same. And that's the same thing that's happening in Los Angeles now. We can only be thankful that in Virginia we have a Republican governor, and we can be thankful that we have President Trump in there who is not going to let this go on. He's going to send in the National Guard, even if they tell him that they don't want him there. He's going to send them in to put a stop to it. And I mean, those images coming out of Los Angeles. Anybody that's a Democrat, anybody that's an American, should be enraged by the people throwing rocks at police car windshields, people standing on bridges and throwing rocks directly down on the police car windshields and throwing rocks at police officers. That's not behavior that we should tolerate in America at all. Those people doing that should be put in jail for 20 years apiece.
Absolutely. Mike Dickinson is joining us. And Mike, of course, joins us once a week. He's our citizen reporter, much like Andy Ngo, I'll tell you. They stack up on that. Mike, let's talk about one of your favorite people, Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County. Even her fellow Democrats are saying, whoa, we got a problem here with you taking $650,000 in campaign donations from Dominion Energy, given the fact that the Attorney General of the Commonwealth actually oversees Dominion Energy. I haven't heard anything from her trying to explain it.
I'm not surprised. She's somebody that lives in a world of conflict of interest at every level. Everything she does has some conflict of interest. If it's not disclosing and being upfront about who her donors are, it's about who she's hiring to oversee certain departments in her office. She's sadly Shannon Taylor lies a lot, and that's not a farcical statement. That's a true fact. If you look at her in her career, she lies a lot.
It is a shame, and I guess the Democrats are choosing between her and Jay Jones, and both of their campaigns, Mike, as you know, are centered on this idea that they're going to go after President Trump, and I do wonder if they have any idea at all what the role of the AG is in our beloved Commonwealth.
I really don't think they do, and I really think that, you know, sadly, these riots in Los Angeles are a great campaign commercial for Virginia Republicans, because if you want Virginia to look like Los Angeles, go ahead and vote for Shannon Taylor or Jay Jones or Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney, whoever. That is what they want to turn Virginia into. And that's if you look at the people doing the protesting against ICE, it's not Latinos. It's not people from other countries. It is, if you look at the arrests so far, they're all these white college kids with bad haircuts, the same people that got arrested in the BLM riots in Richmond, and not actually people affected by BLM. It's these white college-age protesters with bad haircuts. And you know what the haircuts look like, I don't have to say. They all have the same terrible haircut, man or woman. But it's just, it's a thing where we just have a society that these people want no law and no order. And if you want Virginia to look like that, if you want Virginia to look like California, go ahead and vote for LeVar Stoney or Shannon Taylor.
Yeah, they are absolutely right. They will turn us into a California East, and that is the last thing that I want. Mike, tell me a little bit about what we've got coming up. You know, we're electing the House of Delegates and the state Senate and blah, 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 blah. Have we heard if the porn candidate is running again?
No, Shannon Taylor is not running in that district. She is supposedly working on some kind of a legislative campaign throughout the whole country, trying to go after. She can't admit that what she actually did. She tries to continually play, oh, I'm the victim. These images were stolen. My images were hacked. And there's some people that tragedy has happened to. But in Susanna Gibson's case, she willingly went and signed on to an adult website, and she solicited tokens for it. So I'm sorry, but she can't have it both ways. You can't go and sell your content and sell your pictures and sell your videos while you're soliciting money, and then a year or two later decide, oh, I want to get into politics, or while you're doing it, think that it's never going to come back and haunt you. An image is worth a thousand words, and in Shannon Taylor that holds. I mean, and Susanna Gibson that holds true, but she just won't admit what she did. She wants to continually play the victim, and she's trying to start this national campaign against deep fake images and hacked people who've had their images hacked. But that's not the case as to what happened to her. She did that willingly.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. And I do wonder if anybody beside you is going to hold her accountable on that. I think she's probably getting support around the country because every one of us says, oh my gosh, yeah, we're against these deep fake images. We're against the idea that somebody could hack in and share your private personal stuff. But you're right. That's not what she was doing. It was the exact opposite with her, but she's decided somehow she's a victim. And I guess she's going to make a buck or try to make a buck, and not tokens this time, but actual cash to do what.
I think she's fairly delusional also, because if she can't understand that, then something is wrong with her in the head. Well, I mean, fairly delusional. Yeah.
God only knows. Hey, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate the insight, the information. Again, we're trying to help out Rich in the morning since he's relatively new, and he's got a very interesting conversation scheduled tomorrow with the sheriff in the city of Richmond. A lot of stuff that precedes his arrival here in Central Virginia. So, Mike, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. Always appreciate Mike joining us. I told you, I got some tickets for you. Let me give them to you right now, all right? If you will give us a call, caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll take caller number 7. You'll get a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. They are playing this Friday, June the 13th, the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Artemis Pyle, the sole living, surviving member of the original Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. And given that Brian Wilson just passed away today, age 82, man, I don't want to be nasty, but you got to see all of these folks while you can see them. So caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, some good stuff coming in. Hey, let me share a couple of texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, and they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. First, John from New Kent says, Jeff, the problem with Rich getting this interview with the sheriff is that Rich is not likely to ask the right questions because he just wants to get along with Democrats instead of holding them accountable. 304, who doesn't bother signing their name, sends a text on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. If I were the sheriff, I would cancel the interview. You have spent over 30 minutes trashing her and recruiting your listeners to help your morning guy attack her. Very unprofessional. Katz should be ashamed of herself, but he has lost all shame since Trump was sworn in. Well, 304, I would call you by your name, but you didn't bother signing your name, so I can't call you by your name. But all of that being said, 304, let me say this. I don't want anybody to attack her. I am doing my best, and I hope that the folks who are listening to this program will be listening in the morning to help Rich with background information about the sheriff that he's just not aware of. I mean, that's not just me. There are a lot of people that are concerned about this. And what's interesting about what has happened in the city with the sheriff's office, it's not just law enforcement. It's people whose families have lost someone. They were an inmate and they died in the custody of the sheriff's office during the last 8 years. That's it. I don't know anything else to share with you, 304. Hardly unprofessional. Nothing to be ashamed of. Just trying to help out a little bit. You know, that's me. Just trying to be a little helpful, a little friendly, and hopefully get some of the messages out. Fort Lee is coming back, right? What has it been recently? Fort Greg Adams, right? Since Joe Biden changed some of those names a couple of years back, and now we are told that the names are coming back. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Pickett, Fort Robert E. Lee. And I don't know what the timeline is. You know, that's the weird thing is I saw the story. I shared it with you when it first broke yesterday because President Trump was at Fort Bragg as he was talking about this. But there has been no actual release from the Department of Defense. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled on that. You know what was released from the White House, though? Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said President Trump was lying to people when he said he called me. He never called me. He never texted me. He never, ever even sent me a voicemail message. Do you know what Donald Trump did? Said, here are the screenshots. A day ago, I called him up to tell him go to do a better job. Went right to voicemail. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah, went right to voicemail. Then I called him back, and here you can see on the screen, we had a 16-minute conversation at, 1:35 in the, 1:23 in the morning. I'll give you all those details in just a moment. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
406. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got a lot that we are dealing with. A lot that we're dealing with. By the way, for the guy in the 304, what's that, West Virginia? I just can't believe that your Katz is saying this and saying that. Gang, I legitimately care about people. I really do. I care about human beings. And that includes inmates. Now, that may or may not make me a bad person. I don't think it does. But I just feel that somebody's got to stand up and talk about some stuff, right? I mean, obviously, you've got people who have been talking about the problems of the sheriff's office forever. Well, not forever. About 8 years. Just about 8 years. So I'm looking forward to it tomorrow morning. Jerm, do me a favor, find out from Rich, or maybe I'll just text him. What time is the interview? I want to make sure that nobody misses it. I think we're all going to be listening quite closely. And as I said, we'll, play backup a little bit if we have to. 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, kudos to President Trump for renaming the Army bases, especially in Virginia. Fort Robert E. Lee. You just can't change history. I agree with you. So Fort Robert E. Lee is coming back. Fort A.P. Hill is coming back. And Fort Pickett is coming back. 7:35 tomorrow morning. Make sure you are tuned to Richmond's Morning News tomorrow morning, 7:35 is the interview that Rich Herrera will be conducting with Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving. Do not miss it. Set an alarm if you have to. Take copious notes. Pay very, very close attention. All right. I did mention to you that Donald Trump completely and totally just obliterated Gavin Newsom in the world of information. So here's the story. Let me just share this to you. Share this with you, rather. Here's what Gavin Newsom said, and I quote, "There was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to." See, President Trump had said, after he was asked by a reporter if he had chatted, or when was the last time he had chatted with Gavin Newsom. Here's what the president says, quote, "A day ago, I called him to tell him you've got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job. He's causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death. If we didn't send out the National Guard and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now." That's the exact word for word quote from President Trump. So upon hearing that, Gavin Newsom says president never called him at all. Quote, "There was no call, not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to," end quote. Well, the president was not happy about that. So the president took some screenshots off his phone and he sent them to John Roberts over at Fox News. Quote, "First call was not picked up. Second call, Gavin's picked up. We spoke for 16 minutes. I told him to get his ass in gear and stop the riots, which were out of control. More than anything else," the president said, "this shows what a liar he is. He said I never called. Here is the evidence." It is a screenshot of President Trump's phone logs that show one outgoing call for 2 seconds at 1:22 Saturday morning, and a second call for 16 minutes, 1 minute later at 1:23 a.m. Saturday. The contact person at the top is listed as Gavin Newsom. Wow. Wow. This should be a wake-up call. And I mean a real solid wake-up call. The depths to which the left will go to try and trash the president know absolutely, positively, no bounds. There is nothing, it seems, that they will not do. I don't know if Gavin Newsom is truly clueless. Could he really believe in his heart of hearts that a call from the President of the United States would not somehow be noted in some sort of record? I mean, Gavin, you guys impeached him over some phone call. Remember that? And then it was all about the records and who was in listening in on the call and who was allowed to listen on the call and why were they listening on the call and how long were they listening on the call. You do remember it. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't because you claimed you never got called. So there's two calls, the first one not even answered by you. And the second one, you have a conversation with the president for 16 minutes. Wow. You want to take a listen to something that will remind you why PBS should be defunded immediately? Immediately. They hate President Trump. You know that. We've already figured that out. They are still pitching the Charlottesville nonsense that's been disproven over and over and over and over again as they attempt to continually trash President Trump. Let's take a listen. Oh, it is PBS. Hang on a second. Hold on. No. I owe you this. Hold on. Take a sip of your beverage so you don't spit it either at your windshield or at your computer screen. Okay, now, Now, Germ, let's fire up cut number one.
The president has also embraced figures and symbols that perpetuate anti-Semitism in some cases, including he posted a meme on social media recently that features Pepe the Frog, a symbol of white supremacist movements. And the president previously dined with white supremacist Nick Fuentes, and his Bedminster Club hosted Timothy Hale Cusinelli, who prosecutors called a Nazi sympathizer and who has a history of anti-Semitic rants. The president says that his attacks on universities, that his restrictions that he's placing on universities like Harvard are in the name of combating anti-Semitism. But does this track record show the opposite?
Well, actually, Laura, this is something that does go back to the first administration. The place where we saw this rapprochement between Trump and the violent far right, the first time we saw that was at Charlottesville, where a white supremacist attack happened on behalf of an overtly neo-Nazi cause with people who were there as overt neo-Nazis. And he, of course, said there were very fine people on both sides. Years later, he told the Proud Boys during a presidential debate to stand back and stand by. So President Trump has repeatedly, during his time in office, appealed to not just people who have what you might call far-right ideology or views, but even people who are willing to act out in violence on behalf of those views. What is less clear to me is whether President Trump shares these memes, these ideas deliberately, whether it's a dog whistle, whether it's unknown. But either way, it's clearly a message being sent to the far right, whether overt or covert, that they have a defender in the White House.
How come the Nazis get tagged as far right? Look, dude, Mr. Talking Guy on PBS, you do know, but I guess maybe you don't know. The Nazis, the definition of the Nazis, National Socialists. They were left. They were fascists, but they were leftists. And just for the record, the stuff you're saying about President Trump, and he said, fine people on each side, how many times does that need to be disproven? How many times does it need to be debunked before even some chattering numbskull over at PBS says, ooh, maybe we shouldn't run with this one? I don't know. I guess it's like trying to figure out how many bites it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. You know, it's just all sort of subject to some sort of interpretation. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We lost Brian Wilson, man, from the Beach Boys. Well, he's 82 years old. Now, I'm kind of at the point, I don't know if you are, kind of at the point where I'm looking at ages going, ooh, that's not nearly as old as I used to think it was. But I'm also thinking, that's a pretty good run. You know, 82, ain't bad. Better than 72. Better than 62. So, and look at the legacy that he leaves behind. It's fascinating because the one connection I have to the Beach Boys is the guy that everybody's decided they don't like, it seems, right? Mike Love. They don't like him. But he's the guy that introduced me to meditation. It was last year up in Doswell, Meadow Event Park. Remember, he was on the show. And he doesn't really do radio. And I get it. I mean, he doesn't need to do radio. That's always the attitude. Ah, we're famous. And people are going to come and see us. And that's just the way it is. Okay. I do understand that. I really, really do. But he was happy to come on the air. And we had a great time. And then he said, hey, why don't you come by tonight? I said, well, I'm going to be at the show anyway. I've already got my tickets. I'm set for that. Yeah. He said, well, come backstage and hang out with us for a little bit. I said, okay. So I do. And the funniest thing for me was all he wanted to do was talk about current events and politics. And all I wanted to do was to learn more about meditation from him. Because he's been doing transcendental meditation since the 60s. And he did give me all the information I needed, and then I headed out to Powhatan. That's where we've got the Richmond Transcendental Meditation Center. And so I don't do it as much as I'm supposed to. And I don't know how people are able to do it each and every day, twice a day, which is the goal. I do it when I can, and then I forget to do it, and then sometimes I try and make up for it. But man, when I do it, it's really, really good stuff. really is. I mean, it's just good mind clearing. I love it. Hey, John Reed's going to be with us at 4:35. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. The Democrats are going to have their nominee in just a couple of days. Let's see what he's getting ready for. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Four 36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm only slightly distracted, which is an improvement for me. I got news for you. And no, the reason I am slightly distracted, I'm trying to keep up with Heidi's world travels. She's, let me see now. Oh, no, that's her flight to England. She's coming home tonight, unless she's decided to turn the whole thing upside down. No, here she is. Yeah, she's coming home, so that's good. So her flight, of course, is well, it doesn't get in till almost midnight, and then by the time you get your luggage, so it's going to be a late night. That's all I've got to say. And tomorrow, believe it or not, is the wrap up to our second session for the Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm very fortunate to be one of the folks involved in that. I'm the lead instructor for Pamunkey, and we'll do our last class tomorrow. Then next week we'll have graduation, and I'm very excited about that. I really am. I'm happy to see some of these guys saying, yeah, I want to try and turn stuff around. But it just frosts me to no end to watch people, as an example, in Los Angeles, where there's complete and total lawlessness. And instead of everybody agreeing, this should not be Democrat or Republican. I'm just telling you, it shouldn't be conservative or liberal. Oh, my God. Everybody, I think, should say, yeah, you really shouldn't attack law enforcement officers. You really shouldn't set buildings on fire. You shouldn't set other people's cars on fire. But the left has doubled down on this. And you know what my fear is? That the Abigail Spanbergers of the world, the LeVar Stoneys of the world, the Virginia Democrats look at that and say, yeah, that could happen here in Virginia. We'd be cool with that. I think it's outrageous. Hey, you know, Virginia Democrats are going to be choosing their lieutenant governor nominee and their attorney general nominee. They've got their early voting going on. The final election day process is Tuesday. Now, we already know on our side of the aisle who the Republican nominees are. John Reed, who used to host our morning show, did a great job doing that. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. I'm happy that that he is joining us. John, thank you for being here, my friend.
I'm glad to be with you. I'm anticipating next Tuesday, which radical will the Democrats choose to run against me? Because they're all radicals, man. They're all crazy. And they all kind of staked out agreement with the horrible behavior of 2020.
Yep.
And I'm looking at their websites every day and their social media. You think they're standing up saying, oh, stop in L.A., please don't behave badly this Flag Day when the big parade is happening up in Northern Virginia? Heck no. They are being very quiet about it because, you know what, they're on the side of the rioters, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows it.
Well, one of your potential opponents, LeVar Stoney, of course, the former mayor of the city of Richmond, he had no problem at all with what happened a few years back in the city of Richmond. You remember that. He was all on board with that terrible activity.
That's another reason I can't believe he's running for lieutenant governor. I mean, he disqualified himself, in my view, with the way he handled night after night of rioting. And Jeff, you know, I try to be a fair guy. Mm-hmm. You and I both, we talked on the air and off the air back when the riots of 2020 were happening. And, you know, bad things happen. You get one night of radical wackos who go into the street and set things on fire. You know, I'm not going to blame the governor or the mayor if one night of bad stuff happens. But if it's night after night, week after week, and you're so impotent or scared to discipline your own people and say you have to obey the law, then why would we give someone like that a promotion to run the whole state into the ground and set the whole state on fire? I mean, that guy, you remember it. He did not show the leadership that I would expect from a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. All of us suffered in 2020. It didn't matter your political affiliation. Everybody suffered. And Richmond is poorer for it these days.
Absolutely. I mean, legitimately poorer tourism dollars that used to visit our community because of the monuments, as an example, that has all gone away. There are businesses that closed down as a result of those riots, thanks to LeVar Stoney, that never, ever reopened. Family businesses, families who had been there for 40 and 50 years, just destroyed in a couple of nights, thanks to him.
And a lot of them were minority-owned businesses. I mean, that was what was driving me crazy, is all these people walk through the streets when the sun is up and then maraud through the streets when the sun goes down, claiming that they're so concerned about black citizens. And the Democrats constantly tell you, oh, we're the ones looking after the poor people and the minorities. Heck, they were the ones that allowed those businesses to be looted and riot, you know, the riots to go against them and for them to really suffer. And, you know, I don't know, some of the people I know who live in the city have tons of money. They packed up and left the city during the riots. But if you are an hourly worker and you have a basic home without a home security system or some sort of guard set up, you are stuck while people marauded through Richmond. And you know, we've got, I don't know if you've been to this website where these really radical nuts are threatening to tear up the entire country this weekend on Flag Day. They're claiming that it's Donald Trump's birthday and that's, you know, that he's some sort of tyrant, when in fact what he's doing is having a parade for the Army to celebrate 250 years of the Army. I mean, very legitimate thing to do. These people are telling us to our face very proudly they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it in Richmond. They're going to do it up in Northern Virginia. Yesterday, Jeff, I had meetings in Northern Virginia, did big press conference, and also went into D.C., and it dawned on me, it's not going to cost $45 million to have that big military parade. It didn't cost you money to march the Army down Pennsylvania Avenue. It cost you $45 million to set up barricades like we're back in Baghdad, Iraq, to try to keep the crazy Democrat leftists from setting everything on fire and killing innocent people. That's why we're spending all that money, and we should be mad about it. The decent citizens should be mad about it.
Absolutely. Are you getting that sense as you travel the Commonwealth? And let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and in a rare opportunity, and I've mentioned this to you, John, I'm always happy to chat with you and chat with the folks who are on what I would consider my team, but I would be thrilled to chat with whoever it is the Democrats decide to put forward as well, because there's a lot to talk about. But are you getting the same sense as you travel the Commonwealth that people are just sick and tired of getting the bill for this terrible, terrible behavior?
I think people are tired of it. I think people are also beginning to see the pattern, like, oh, let me figure this out. A Republican in the White House, and let's be honest, it isn't just Donald Trump. They did this with George W. Bush, remember?
Yep.
Remember Occupy Wall Street and all of that garbage where they would, I mean, I used to go to the Senate and get spit on while I was walking from the subway to my office in the Senate by these horrible people who thought they could intimidate me. I mean, you wonder why I've got the attitude I've got where I'm not going to be bullied. That's one of the reasons, is every day that I went to work in Washington to try to work for the people of Virginia on behalf of George Allen, I had people harassing me near Union Station who were big-time Democrat leftists. And you know what? At first I was like, oh, let me listen to them. And now it didn't take long for me to go, they're not interested in actually engaging in a conversation. They want to bully me and other people like me into silence and to complacency so that they can take over. Well, heck no, I'm not allowing that to happen. And if I become lieutenant governor, unlike these Democrats, I'm going to stand up for the cops boldly, loudly, every single day, and I'm going to protect everybody, whether you're a rich person in Windsor Farms or whether you are in a housing project. Everyone deserves to go to bed at night in Richmond, Virginia, and across the Commonwealth and not be worried about being attacked by radicals.
I have to ask if you have any sense what your friends on the left are going to do on Tuesday. You know, LeVar Stoney obviously has campaigned quite extensively around the Commonwealth. He was just here recently to blame his predecessor, Dwight Jones, for the water crisis, claimed it didn't happen.
How absurd is that?
Right?
I saw that, Jeff. I thought, wow, this guy has to go back to Dwight Jones, and he was mayor for 8 years. I mean, do you think anybody's going to buy that garbage? That's crazy.
It's insane. But I will tell you, the state senator from Virginia Beach, Mr. Rouse, was also campaigning in town and, you know, making a play for Richmond. Do you get any sense what it is that they are going to do on their side, or are you just ramped up and ready any way they slice it?
Oh, I'm ready for any of them. You know, there's six Democrats who are running, three of them relatively well-known, you know, elected officials, and three who are not well-known. And I'll warn everybody, that shows me that the Democrats are serious. I mean, they are raising millions of dollars for the lieutenant governor's job. Yeah. I'm begging everybody for $10 here, $10 there. If you go to my website, you'll see. Right. I'm asking regular people to try to give me some money, johnreedforvirginia.com. But the Democrats are really getting corporate money. They're going to California. They're going to New York. They're taking this seriously. They want to take over Virginia, and I'm going to be one of the people standing in the way, whoever they send. But they're all radicals. I mean, all of them want to do away with your right to work and force you to join a union. Mm-hmm. All of them have talked about raising the minimum wage, which, of course, sounds like a great idea until you lose your job because no one can afford it. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I'm waiting to see how they're going to deal with the fallout from the riots in L.A. and this weekend. And I'm betting that they're going to try to pretend that their people aren't behaving badly because they don't have the guts to say, let's all obey the law. Let's all protect each other. We can debate and argue things. We're not all going to agree. But they just don't have the guts to do it because they're part of the radical movement and they have to be stopped.
Fair enough. Hey, John, remind everybody of that website, nice and slow.
Okay, yeah. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I'm jealous that Heidi has been overseas. You said she was in London?
She was in London. She was in Liverpool. She went to this little town called Whitby. I don't know exactly where it is, but apparently they make a really wonderful bottle of gin. And, yes, she will be back early tomorrow morning.
Love it. I've had to suspend all my travel during the campaign, which I'm willing to do because it's worth it to save Virginia, but I am a little jealous to hear about those adventures. That's great. Tell her hi for me.
I will do that. And by the way, if you're feeling left out, you could pick her up like 12:30, 1 o'clock this morning. You go for it. She'll be happy to see you, too.
Now, how very thoughtful of you. Yeah. I'll get back to you if my schedule opens up, Jeff. You're always thinking of me.
Always thinking of you, my friend. Thank you, John. That is John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I will remind you, there is an open invitation to everybody, who is seeking this statewide office, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. Please feel free to drop by. We would love to chat with you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yep. All right. Getting a lovely text here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know that one of my favorite places is For the Love of Chocolate in Carytown. Oh, love them. And I love them even more because, you know, they stepped up a couple of months back. They said, listen, we love what you do with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honors. And we would like to give you some gift certificates to include with the prize package, gift package. So they did. And now, they're in the market, apparently, for a shed. And so they're going to be heading down to see my pal Ryan Porter at Picture Perfect Sheds. Yeah, Picture Perfect Sheds is an amazing operation. Ryan's a great guy. And it's not just Picture Perfect Sheds, it's Picture Perfect Pools. I guess it's kind of Picture Perfect Porter. I'm being charitable, though. But, you know, that's Heidi's musical chalet came from Picture Perfect Sheds. So I will just say to my friends, and for the love of chocolate, I'm going to text my friend Ryan Porter at Picture Perfect Sheds to let him know that you'll be reaching out to him. And hopefully you'll, get something together. I think it'll be great. It'll absolutely be great. It's interesting. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow morning, we're just chatting with John Reed, who, as you know, used to do the morning show, was the host of Richmond's Morning News for a number of years. And now Richmond's Morning News is hosted by Rich Herrera. And Rich is doing an excellent job. Tomorrow morning, Rich is at 7:35 going to be chatting with the sheriff of the city of Richmond, Antoinette Irving. Well, I would urge you to be listening. I will tell you that I will be listening. I would love to hear what is said. In fact, I'm looking forward to hearing what is said. There were a couple of folks, Jeff, well, you know, there's so many people just hate the sheriff. I don't hate her at all. In fact, I will tell you, I've met her personally twice. And she's quite a nice person in person. I have no problem with her as a person. I have a problem with her as the sheriff. I have a problem with the administration of that agency. I have a problem with the terrible, terrible, out-of-control budget. I have a problem with judges who apparently do not feel safe in their courtrooms. I have a problem with inmates dying in her custody. That's what I have a problem with. And so that is why I will be listening tomorrow morning at 7:35 to Richmond's Morning News. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's ticking up. Man, it's up to 88. Yikes. Tomorrow, look for a high of 94. And then in theory, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, thunderstorms. But I'm not going out on any more limbs anymore. That's it. I refuse to say that the weekend will be a washout. I'm just telling you, though, that from the looks of it, it could very well be a washout. Remember, the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I've been asking you for some help, not for me, but for my friend Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. It's one of those days. It's a good day, Jerm. I'm just thinking about it. John Reed, who used to host Richmond's Morning News and is now our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, was just with us. Tomorrow morning at 7:35, Rich Herrera, who is now the host of Richmond's Morning News, will be on the air with the Richmond City Sheriff, Antoinette Irving. And you need to listen. Now, here's where the help comes in. This is where the James River Air text line comes in, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Rich is relatively new. How long has he been here, Jerm? Is like 3 months, 4 months? I mean, it's not that long a time. I think he's doing a fine job, but he hasn't been here that long. And so there's a lot of history with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office that he wasn't here for. So you were, and I was. So I'm just asking you to make sure you send a note to Rich on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, and make sure you are listening tomorrow morning at 7:35. It is absolutely appointment listening. And then, well, we'll talk about it to be sure. Absolutely to be sure. Yesterday, Tony Pham was with us, and Tony, man, Tony's had so many different parts of our community that he's helped out through the years. Let me tell you, I mean, amazing charitable guy, but also positions of authority, responsibility. And he served in the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. People may or may not remember that, with Sheriff C.T. Woody and Colonel Bill Burnett. He served as an assistant Commonwealth's attorney over in Henrico. He ran his own jail. Hold on a second. Hang on a second. No, I got to stand up and get the challenge coin that has the name. All right. No, I'm serious. I had to do that. Okay. Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I thought I got it right, but I just wanted to be sure. Virginia Peninsula. I was out there. I mean, he invited. No, seriously, he had me out there. And it was a great operation. It was nice to see what he was doing out there. But anyway, so he knows a lot about the sheriff's office. He knows a lot about running a correctional facility. And I think Tony's now with us, what, every week, every other week, something like that. I've been begging him forever to get him on a regular basis, so I'm glad we finally nailed that down. But he had stuff to say yesterday about what's happened to the sheriff's office in the city of Richmond during the last 8 years. And if you missed that, let me urge you to go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You can listen to it. In fact, you might want to listen to it before you listen to Rich tomorrow morning at 7:35, just so you've got a sense of what has happened there. I also go back to this whole idea. People say, well, you know, you just don't like her. That's absolutely positively not true. I don't know her. I've met her on exactly two occasions. She probably doesn't even remember, which is fine. I mean, they weren't meaningful occasions, if you will. And on those two occasions where I met her, she seemed like a thoroughly nice woman. Completely and totally nice. In fact, one of those occasions, I had actually invited her to speak at an event that I was responsible for getting a speaker for. So I have nothing personal against her at all. Not at all. But I got a real concern when an agency that, in my opinion, should be amongst the premier agencies in the Commonwealth is not up to par. That's the problem I've got. It really is. That's the problem that I've got. And it concerns me. It concerns me for public safety. It concerns me for deputy safety. It concerns me in regards to inmate safety. You want to talk about the budget problems? Why don't you go and chat with the members of the Richmond City Council Public Safety Committee? Ask the chair of the Public Safety Committee for the City Council whether she was able to get any answers from the sheriff. Believe me when I tell you, this is a big issue. It's a big, big issue. And so it's, again, just one of the reasons that I'll be listening tomorrow morning at 7:35 as Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News has the chance to chat with the sheriff. And again, I ask you to help him out a little bit. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Oh, he's actually been here since January, February? Wow, okay. Times a flying, what can I tell you? Hey, just got a lovely little newsletter from the Autism Society of Central Virginia. I love these folks. I think they do great work. I just had my official Patriots hockey team, you know, the law enforcement Patriots hockey jersey, the special one for autism. It's just way too big for me. Way too big for me. So the last big game, I went over to get it signed. I was there. You know, I got to do this ceremonial puck drop, which I've gotten to do at each of the autism benefit games that the Law Enforcement Patriots hockey team has done. And so I did that. And I said, look, guys, as you can see, since I first got the sweater, because technically it's not a hockey jersey. It's called a sweater. But given where we are, and in some cases, the lack of connection to the original NHL, right? The original six and all that. People just call it a jersey, so I just go along with it. But it is technically a sweater. So I said, look, guys, I can't wear this anymore. Because if I'm going to wear this, I'm going to cut it in half and then make a matching pair of pants, which is really going to be embarrassing for all of us. Is it okay if I donate it to the Autism Society of Central Virginia? And they said, absolutely, we'll get you a new jersey for next season. So I'm looking forward to that. Not form-fitting, you know, because I may still need some padding or something. But anyway, each of the members of the Law Enforcement Patriots hockey team, They're all cops in Central Virginia, and then they all play hockey for charity, and that's a nice group of guys. They all signed that jersey, and so I have to get it over to the Autism Society of Central Virginia. And as I'm looking at the newsletter here, do you know the duck event is coming back? Yeah, the RVA duck race. 19,000 rubber ducks will be released over on Browns Island. And you'll be, you know, there's like big prizes associated with that. And they're looking for some help, because of those 19,000 ducks, each and every one of those 19,000 ducks apparently needs to be tagged properly before it is released into the water. So if you're looking for something to do, they're going to do that on Friday, June the 27th. We'll have to, we'll have to get them on to talk about it. But the duck race is, it's September. Yeah, September the 6th. So we got some time. But they're going to need some help at the end of June to get those ducks ready. And we'll get them on to talk about that. But I have to get them the jersey. Maybe they can make that one of the prizes in the big duck race. You know, you go and you buy your duck. And you get a number, and if it comes up, then you get a prize. You know my luck, by the way? I would buy a lucky duck, and you know the number? It would get me the jersey again, I'm sure. Maybe I just have to make sure I don't do that. But that is a good introduction. That's something that I'll have to make sure that Rich gets over and enjoys, the RVA duck race. It's good stuff. Some news out of my beloved Hanover County, which was a little shocking yesterday. I know I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. I know we've been hearing the news reports about how Hanover and Henrico were talking about maybe not being dependent on the city of Richmond's water system. But while that's going on, the school board has done something that just, well, sent my head spinning. I'll tell you about that in a moment. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a lovely, lovely, lovely Wednesday afternoon. Have you ever been asked to increase your own salary? Let me sling this past you for a second. If somebody said to you, okay, you right now could vote to double your own salary, what would your answer be? I dare say that most of us would love to be placed in that position, right? Jeff, we understand that we've been underpaying you for a long time. Would you like us to double your salary or not? I don't know. Let me sleep on that and think about that. No. Well, the members of the Hanover County School Board last night voted unanimously, there's a shock, to double their own salaries. They had been making $8,000 per year, and they voted last night to, well, more than double it, actually. They're now going to be paid $17,400 per year to serve on the Hanover County Board of Education. Wow. And there's no follow-up, I don't think. I don't know if the Board of Supervisors said, hey, go and vote to give yourselves a pay raise, or if they just did. I don't know. But I saw that break last night on Channel 8, and I just started thinking, wow, that's, I guess good for them, right? I mean, if you're on the board and they said, yeah, do you want to make double the money or not? It's tough to say no. But boy. Germ, would you have voted to double your salary? Would you have voted to double my salary? See, I would vote to double your salary. I think you deserve a lot more for everything you do, but I don't know if you would vote to double my salary. 804 hits us on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. This is actually directed towards Rich, because remember, Rich Herrera from Richmond's Morning News will have Sheriff Antoinette Irving on tomorrow morning at 7:35. Please ask the sheriff her plan to fix the excessive backups and time it takes to process an arrestee. A Richmond police officer can spend over half a shift processing arrestees at a lockup. This impacts and reduces officer productivity and thus impacts public safety. That's true. It's true. How about agencies that won't even use the Richmond City Jail anymore? Man, I've heard about that. I have. I've heard about that. But look, it's a bad situation. And sometimes you got to change things, that's all. Sometimes things have to change. So tomorrow morning, 7:35, just make sure you're listening. Now, we got some great stuff coming up tomorrow. Friday, I do want to remind you, I'm not here on Friday. And it's pre-scheduled. I don't want you, oh my God, something happened. Did he get Tucker Carlson's? No. No. I will be speaking somewhere. And it had, no, Jeremy is convinced that I won't be here because it's Friday the 13th. But, Jerm, I will be somewhere on Friday the 13th. God willing, you know, nothing bad happens on, say, Thursday the 12th. But, no, I will not be here. I actually will be delivering what probably, well, one of my favorite keynotes. I don't know if I should say the favorite keynote. I only do four. Some people do more, and I just don't think it's good. You know, you can't be an expert in everything, and Lord knows I'm not. Because then you're like a mile wide and an inch deep. I prefer to be a mile deep and an inch wide. So I do a couple of speeches, but this one, Julia's Quest for Cookies, really is one of my favorites, and I will be delivering that to the largest disability gathering in the state of Florida. I'll be in, I will be in Orlando in the middle of June. Do you have any idea how bat crap crazy that is? But I do know that it rains every afternoon at 2 o'clock for 10 minutes. But with that, I mean, I'm not going to be there long. I'm flying down, giving the speech, and flying right back. But it does mean that I shan't be here tomorrow. And, Jeremy, I know I haven't told you. I haven't told anybody. But I did announce a couple of weeks ago that I would have a big announcement that would be making me unavailable the last week of June. But I'm not ready to announce it yet. So I'm not going to announce that today. But I will announce this. I will not announce it tomorrow either. So just so you know. Do me a favor. Take a look at what we see coming out of Los Angeles. And I would love for you to think for just a second the same thing that I'm thinking, that it's a bad thing. It pains me to no end to think that there are people politically speaking who look at that and say, yeah, that's just fine. Burning property that doesn't belong to you. See, if you want to burn your own car, I think you're a schmuck, but I don't care as long as you do it safely. But when you're burning somebody else's car, I got a problem with it. Now, we saw that in the city of Richmond, as you know, 5 years ago, the Summer of Love, right? LeVar Stoney fiddled while the city burned. We saw it. And I don't think he would care if it happened again. Abigail Spamberger wants to turn Virginia into California East. I don't think she would care, really, if that sort of nonsense happened here. And that bothers me. I'd like to think that we all agree some stuff is just not good. It's 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.